to say, we're singing that song, "Be My Praise." And that day was, or that night that I was saved was so supernatural. Mm-hmm. What happened was I had just broken up with my first wife and she was gone, and I knew I needed something else, and so I called a friend to come over to the house, and anyway, he just said a simple prayer. The next thing I know, he says, pray this prayer to accept the Lord in your heart, and I did. And as soon as I did, it's like the power of the Holy Spirit just came, just hit me. And as it hit me, at the very same time, I felt all the negative stuff, all the heaviness, all the hurt, all the pain, everything, including stuff from the time I was probably, in the womb. It was all was gone. It was gone, and it was replaced by joy. It was replaced by joy. Supernatural to the max. Supernatural. And in my heart, I knew that I belonged to somebody. I knew that it didn't matter whether somebody came over and just said, "I'm going to shoot you. Go ahead. I know where I'm going." It was that real. It was that awesome. And anyway, I'm saying that because that's what it should be for everybody. He encountered me. And so our purpose on a daily basis is to learn how to connect with him, how to hear him, sense him, all these things. And so they call those people mystics. Jesus was the mystic. Mystic just means somebody that has such a desire to hear God, to have intimacy with God. That's as simple as that. And so we become Jesus because his spirit comes. He's in us, and he's in us for a reason. He came here so that he could reveal the sons of God. And so all these encounters that we're supposed to have and that we will have when we walk in that reality of who we are, because we're encountering him on a daily basis, we're going to have those encounters. Mm-hmm. I remember here... I forget when it was, a couple, 2 or 3 years ago. This lady came with her son, and she had Alzheimer's. And I was, so the morning, I didn't know that she was going to be here.
Right,
but
right.
That morning, as I was waking up, I had an encounter with the Lord, and he gave me this word that I had never heard of, entosis. I was like, what the heck? What does that mean? So I look it up. I looked it up in the dictionary, and entosis meant something that had to do with the brain cells attacking one another that somehow causes Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And so when she came, she wouldn't talk to anybody. She hadn't spoken in quite a while. And I was telling Danny about it when I first got here.
But we know our group, and we're like, well, there's nobody, that comes that's like that.
Right. And so the lady comes, and then we find out that she has Alzheimer's. And so her caregiver came with her. And so somebody says, hey, well, you had that word. Pray for her. So I did. So I just used that word, and I canceled that whatever that process is in her brain, and I just commanded her cells to start to just work properly. And then, as soon as the prayer was given, the caregiver asked the lady, "Hey, what's your name?" And she said her name. And then, "Well, how are you doing?" And then she started talking.
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. So we're on this journey that we're trying to figure out, not figure out, but we're trying to step into the reality of who we are in Jesus. I mean, He said that we would do greater things.
Mm-hmm.
The same things that he did,
right.
But we do even greater things.
Yeah.
And so we're learning how to step into that reality of being sons and daughters of God and bringing heaven to earth. Bringing
right.
heaven to earth. And so the way you do that is by learning how to connect with God.
Yeah.
The old monks and priests would get into this prayer called contemplative prayer. And really it's a prayer where you really don't say anything. You get quiet and you step into that place of his presence and just wait. You just learn how to
mm-hmm.
be still.
Mm-hmm.
And he connects with your spirit. And the more you do it, the more you connect. The more you connect, the more you start to hear his voice, see things in the spirit, see angels. I mean, you just become really aware of what's going on.
Right.
And so we're on this journey
mm-hmm.
as a group here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already had our times when we've used what God has given us. We had the well that we started a few years back. We had that desire in our heart to see people get healed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started it and people started coming and people started getting healed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that that's still where we're supposed to be. And I think that we're supposed to be stepping back into that
mm-hmm.
on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing it again because we have a calling on our lives as a group. We all of us have a heart to see people get healed,
mm-hmm.
get saved, and learn how to get love, and for them to be shown who they are in Him. And so, because God has been so faithful with us in revealing Himself to us, I mean, the times that we have when we're in the building, there was even some times in here when we saw gold dust and, you know, the presence of the Lord, and just really...
Mm-hmm.
some awesome supernatural stuff. And I just watched a movie yesterday called Modern Mystics
mm-hmm.
talking about people that have such a hunger for God today that a lot of the things that were happening back in the early centuries where there was like St. Francis of Assisi was so connected with the Lord in spending those contemplative times with Him that whenever he would start praying or thinking about Him, he would start floating off the ground. I mean, his substance would begin to change to the point to where he would just be really, really light. His he would start to expand. I don't know how to explain it in scientific terms, but he was becoming more like the environment that he was stepping into.
Mm-hmm.
into the heavenly realm, and so he would float. Anyway, so we've witnessed some of this stuff. We've witnessed miraculous things happening, and so I believe that as a group, we need to continue to pursue that. And I encourage you guys, if you haven't spent some time going into that quiet place, I would encourage you to start doing it more and more because there's stuff that is coming that people are going to need to be able to see who Jesus is, and he's going to see
mm-hmm.
they're going to see them through us because we carry that.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anticipating seeing even more just awesome supernatural stuff happening amongst us because we have it. I mean, all of us have that calling, but here in this town it seems like there's only a small group that really have that desire to walk in that type of reality and that type of ministry to release God's kingdom here on earth. So anyway, with that, I want to have you guys watch this because it doesn't take anybody special. It just takes somebody that has a hunger and a desire for more of God and for him to just begin to operate through you to see his kingdom come here on earth. And so anyway, so here's this one segment where these two ladies that were in their 80s decided that they wanted to really have God's presence come into their lives for their nation. And so, and go ahead, Danny.